Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for your grace, your love, and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for the one that is listening today. I confer, Lord God, your favor in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the grace to rightly divide the word of truth. May our lives never be the same again as we have an encounter with your word. We give you praise, glory, honor, and majesty in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Welcome to the broadcast today. Another day, another opportunity to sit under the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom that they may be presented perfect in Christ Jesus. This is Pastor Kenny Mukwena, and it's time for you to experience the blessing. We are talking about a season of great favor. This is the season of the favor of the Lord. Listen to me, my brother, my sister. When Jesus died on the cross, you have no idea what he ushered into your life. If you are born again, you are listening to me today, man, begin to reach out for everything that Jesus Christ died for in your life. The Bible in the book of Romans 8:32 says, he who did not spare his own son but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with Jesus also freely give us all things? I like also what 1 Corinthians 2:12 says. It says, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us by God. Man, the grace of God is freely given to us by God. That's why we're talking about a season of great favor. We're not talking about just a season of favor, because Romans 5 verse 17, it tells us that, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, referring to Adam, and then it says much more. Please underline those kind of words. When you read the Bible, highlight them, do whatever, flag them, do whatever. When you find much more, that is perisos, that is abundance. It says much more. Those who receive the abundance of grace, those who receive it, underline that, those who receive it. As a believer, you need to learn to receive. The problem that I see in the body of Christ is that people believe, but they cannot receive. Listen, to believe, but you cannot receive, it's not different to demons. The James tells us that even demons, they believe, they even tremble. So what does it profit a man to believe, but he cannot partake in that which he believes in? And that's the story of so many believers. This message is to encourage you to start believing God to do something amazing in your life. God is waiting upon your faith. He wants you to believe. That is why there are two men who followed Jesus into the house. When they got there, Jesus says to them, what do you want me to do for you? They said to him, we want to see. And then he says to them, do you believe that I'm able to do this? They said, yes, we believe. And then he says, let it be done to you. And boom, at that moment, their eyes were open. Do you believe today that the favor of God is upon you? Because when Jesus died on the cross, he died to give you favor. You know, God is so good, man. God is so good. After Adam sinned, he began to work out a process that is so easy. You know, the things of God are so easy. We are the ones that complicate them by our doctrine, you know, the traditions of men, religion, and all sorts of things that we put into the scriptures. But the Christianity is so easy. The Apostle Paul, that's why the Apostle Paul says, you know, I determined to know nothing except Christ and him crucified. He says, my words and my speech is not in persuasive words of human wisdom. He says, I don't come to you to persuade or to entice you, but I come in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that the faith, your faith, may not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You know, the gospel is not just, you know, connecting words. Our preaching, it's not just connecting of words. It comes with demonstration of power. The Apostle Paul in Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because the gospel is the power. The gospel is the power. The simplicity of the gospel is the power. And today, as you're listening to me, I do not know what you are going through, but I want you to know that the favor of God is upon you. I prophesy it upon you. You know, the favor of God is the anointing of God that removes burden and destroys the yokes. If you are sick in your body, I declare healing upon you right now. The Bible in 1 Peter 2:24, it says, who himself bore our sins on his body on a tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness. And then it says, by whose stripes we were healed. It doesn't say we are healed. No, we do not live in the zone of healing. No, healing is a process. It's a continuous process, you know, because where there is healing, there must be a manifestation of sickness. We are not the sick trying to be healed. We were healed when the stripes were put on Jesus. When we say yes to his life, we are saying yes to his punishment, and we cannot be punished anymore. That is why if you are sick in your body, that sickness has no right. If you are born again, that sickness has no right. As a matter of fact, even if you are not born again, if you can believe that, because it is the goodness of God that makes people to repent, I want you to believe right now that that sickness go. I rebuke it. I curse it from its root. I command it to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I minister divine health. Not healing, divine health, because that is your inheritance. When Jesus died on the cross, he gave you that inheritance. Sickness, you do not have a right in that body. Man, you are healed. You have been healed. Walk in total healing right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Because that's what the favor of God does. That's what the anointing of God does. It removes burdens. It destroys the yoke. That's why Jesus says, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. He says, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Why? Why does he want to give you rest? The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. He says, but have everlasting life. Everlasting life does not happen when we die and go to heaven. No, everlasting life is now. As a matter of fact, Jesus gave us a definition of everlasting life. In the book of John, I think it's chapter 17, verse 3, it says, this is eternal life, that they may know the only true God, the one true God, and his only Son, Jesus. That they may know. To know Christ is eternal life. Because listen, when Jesus Christ died on the cross and he rose again on the third day, when he was raised up, the Bible says in the book of Ephesians 2, verse 5, it says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us. And then it says, even when we were dead in trespasses and sins, he made us alive together. He raised us up together. He made us to sit together in the heavenly places in Christ. He made us to sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ. You see, so when you receive Christ, you move positions. You are translated from death to life. You move, from, you're no longer under the control of the devil. That's why the devil does not have a right to put sickness on you. The devil, they cannot make you sin. Not when you are born again. He cannot make you sin. You have the power now to press the switch. But for people who are not born again, there's no way you can resist sinning, because when you do not have the Holy Spirit in you, you are not empowered to say no to the devil. But when the Holy Spirit come and take residence in your life, amen, you walk in another level. That is why the Bible, in the book of Romans 6:14, it says, sin shall not have dominion over you. It says, it shall not be master over you, because you are not under the law. Under the law means you are not under the system of do's and don'ts. You don't rely on your own ability, because to keep the law is to do it in the flesh. It's either you avoid sin, you avoid certain things and do certain things. It says you are not under that system anymore, because God knows that when you are under that system, you empower the devil, to harass you. You empower the devil to win in the flesh. He says you are not under the law, but under grace. That word under grace there, we know is Jesus. That's why the Bible in the book of John 1 verse 16, it says, for out of his fullness, out of his abundance, we have all received. And then it says, we all had a share. This is John speaking in the Amplified. It says, we all had a share. We don't speak like that. We don't say we all had a share. It says, we say we have a share. And we are supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessing upon spiritual blessing, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. The Bible says, when iniquity abound, grace abounds much more. And of his fullness we have received grace for gifts. It says, the Bible tells us that, Jesus Christ is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth, full of grace and truth. That's Jesus Christ. The Bible says the law came by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. The law was given, but grace came in the person of Jesus Christ. And that Jesus lives in the inside of you today, if you are born again, and he works in your life. He brings you aid. When Jesus lives in your life, he carries that favor that the Bible tells us in the book of Luke 2:52, that he grew in wisdom, in stature, in favor with God, and in favor with man. Today I want to prophesy over your life to tell you that the favor of God is upon your life. You have favor with God. You have found favor with God. Look at Mary. Mary found favor with God. That is why she carried the body of Jesus. It was the favor of God. It was not like Mary was perfect or anything. She was just a regular woman in Nazareth, and then God picked her up. He gave her favor. Put favor. That's why the angel said, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. And today I want to tell you, you are highly favored. The Lord is with you. Believe it and receive it today in the name of Jesus. Let me tell you something. Favor is at work in your life. It cannot be otherwise. If you are born again under the sound of my voice, favor is working upon your life. Listen, the Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah 61 verse 2, Jesus announced that anybody who is going through a sense of loss, he says, God has sent me to tell those who mourn, those who have lost stuff, that the time of the favor of the Lord has come. I prophesy and I declare the time for your restoration has come in the name of Jesus. I told you previously that the favor of God means his endorsement. God endorses you. And when God endorses you, his credibility rests upon you. And it opened doors which no man can shut upon your life. When you look at this also in Isaiah 61, you also find the same words. Now Jesus speaks this word when he shows up in Luke chapter 4, verse 19. Amplified Classic Edition. It says, God has sent me to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. And then it says, the Lord went salvation and the free favors of God profusely abound. This is the season and the hour for the free favors of God to profusely abound in your life. This is the day of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, this is we are in the dispensation of the reign of Jesus Christ. And it does not rain from heaven, my brother and my sister. He reigns in the inside of you, giving you power, giving you exousia. You know, exousia is the authority of the believer. It is the right to command things and things begin to happen. Why? Because you carry the Christ in the inside of you. Wherever you go, you must know that Christ is in me. Amen. The Bible says, as Christ is right now, as Christ is, so are we. It says, love has been made perfect. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. For as Christ is, so are we in this world. And I want you to know that Christ, man, he lives in the inside of you to give you an empowerment. When the Bible says that this is the time of the favor of the Lord, it means it's the dispensation of Jesus Christ. It is the season of God's favor. It is the day of Jesus Christ. It is the day of salvation. And then that word profusely, because the Bible says that he came to declare the acceptable year, the time of the favor of the Lord. It says, and the free favors of God profusely abound, to proclaim the accepted and the acceptable year of the Lord, the day when salvation and the free favors of the Lord profusely abound. That word profusely, it means abounds to a great degree. It abounds beyond limits. It abounds to greater and new heights. This is the season that God is ushering into by Jesus Christ in your life. When you have been born again, you are under his reign, you are under his dominion, you are under his rulership, and it takes you to new levels. It takes you to greater heights. He blesses you to a new degree, higher degree, all together. And that is what you are experiencing in your life. In the book of Psalm 84:11, the Bible says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows, and then it says, he presents grace and favor and future glory, honor, splendor, and heavenly bliss. And it says, no good thing will withhold from those who walk uprightly. I want you to know that word heavenly bliss, it means the life of heaven on earth right now. It means the happiness of heaven. God brings it to you right now. Why? Because God is a shield. He's a sun and a shield to you. He bestows his favor. And the Bible says he will withhold nothing. No good thing shall he withhold from those who walk uprightly. You are the righteousness of God. You stand right with God, not by virtue of your qualification. He has qualified you and made you to be a partaker of the inheritance of the saints. You must know that it does not withhold anything for you right now. He wants to give you a heavenly bliss, the happiness of heaven right here on earth. So favor makes you unbeatable. Favor is the key to your success. Whatever you will ever become on this life depends on the favor of God upon you. When the favor of God comes upon you, natural laws give way. Processes of earth give way. God does not need to follow any process to favor you. When favor comes upon you, time does not matter, does not have a factor anymore. God can turn things around in your life right now. Favor makes you undeniable and irresistible. Favor makes you unbeatable. Favor cancels disadvantages and make them advantages. Favor makes your disappointments to become appointments in the name of Jesus. And I declare all of that upon your life. Receive it by faith in Jesus' name. If you are not born again, this is the moment for you to receive Jesus and make him the Lord of your life. Just make this prayer with me and bring Jesus to your corner. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for dying for me on the cross. Today, I give you my life. come into my life. Lord Jesus, I make you my Lord and my Savior. If you made that prayer, you are born again. I will see you in heaven. God bless you.
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Detoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
At Radio Pulpit, we love the interaction we have with our listeners on all the social media platforms. It is also our way of giving everyone a voice that can be heard all over the world. Unfortunately, we have been experiencing huge difficulties with WhatsApp for a while now, and we are now forced to find a viable alternative. That alternative is called Telegram. Telegram is an app that works exactly the same as WhatsApp, and it uses the same telephone number as well. All you need to do to be able to chat with your favorite presenter is to download the Telegram app onto your phone and send your message or voice note the same way you always did. We will then be able to receive and answer your message faster, and the privacy on this app is much better too. So, whether you have an iPhone or an Android, the app pic is a white paper plane in a blue circle. Please download the Telegram app right away and make life easier for everyone.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.